KX93.5 is Laguna Beach, California's only FM radio station. I'm Jason Feddie. There's lots and lots of content at kx935.com/podcasts. Before you start rooting around in the old archives, check this out. I've got Anita Halton with me and Sean Samimi. They're from Laguna Beach Music Festival. Sean is from the Philharmonic Society of Orange County, and Anita is co-chair of the Laguna Beach Music Festival, here in the studio to tell us more about what's happening this weekend with Laguna Beach Music Festival all over town. Anita, how does the festival run? Is it now when you start out with a concert, or you start out with kind of workshops? Can people are the musicians accessible to the crowd?
Yes, they are, because we have events, events at the Playhouse and other events, and some in schools at Thurston School and the high school and the senior center, where people can go and meet the musicians. And there are also several evening events, which are very well attended and have delicious food as well as everything else, and an opportunity to meet the artists. One of them is called The Taste, and it will be this Thursday at 5:30, and a lot of the headlining artists, guitars, and the singer from Saturday night, which is Valentine's Day,
yeah,
and the actor from Sunday will be there at that event.
I wanted to talk to you about Sunday's event, because that's really quite a special thing too, this Don Quixote. I don't know if people are familiar with Don Quixote, the story of Don Quixote's 17th century Spanish golden era novel.
Correct.
About a man who decides he's going to bring back the age of chivalry, basically, right?
Exactly. So this is a very brilliant program put together by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet members, who conceived the original idea with the help of John Cleese.
And John Cleese from Monty Python.
Exactly.
Ministry of Silly Walks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the quartet members diligently went through music from that time period and went to also study the novel, transcribed it down to a one-hour version into a concert version. And this is a great way for those who love the literature to come and enjoy both music and literature in one sitting.
Yeah, wonderful. I can see how John Cleese would like that novel. There's a lot of humor in it. You know, it's wonderful stuff. And they've actually condensed down there's two books. So it's huge. I mean, I remember reading it at school. It's an enormous,
yes,
piece of literature. And they've managed to get it down to an hour's performance. When's that going to be? That's on Valentine's Day?
That will be Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah, that will be on Sunday at the Laguna Playhouse at 3 p.m.
Right. Well, there's a lot going on here. You've got an opening concert on Friday, all the way through to, as you say, does it finish on Sunday?
It finishes on Sunday.
Yeah.
And there are some early concerts, as I said, that are open to the public during the week. One is on Friday morning.
Yeah.
And then there are some at the schools.
And where can people find out information about this? There must be a website with all of the whole listing.
LagunaBeachMusicFestival.com is the website.
LagunaBeachMusicFestival.com. And if you want to enjoy a longer interview with these guys and more in-depth reporting on this event, you can listen to KX at One Laguna. What time are you guys on?
At noon.
At noon. At KX at One Laguna. That's you can find that at kx935.com/listen and then press on the button for KX at One Laguna. All right, it's going to be a wonderful weekend. I'm sure you're all excited about it, and it's really a big deal for the town. And the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet and Friends are going to be here all weekend here in town doing that. So the Laguna Beach Music Festival .com, did we say?
.com. Yeah. And tickets are available also at the Laguna Playhouse, where many of the three major performances are being given there.
Can I play? I'm going to play a record. I want to talk a bit more about what you're doing in the community of Laguna Beach. Is that okay, you guys?
Can Absolutely.
You hang out for a minute?
Thank you very much.
All right. KX93.5. Always like to talk about things that are going on in town, in the community. This weekend is the Laguna Beach Music Festival, Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, amongst others, playing and doing all kinds of stuff there at various locations around town. Sean Samimi's here from the Philharmonic Society. He's the artistic administrator. And Anita Halton, co-chair of Laguna Beach Music Festival, is also here to tell us what's happening. and what the sort of programming is, and for the festival this weekend. It's exciting. You've got a lot of things going on. Turns out, you told me during the break there, that actually February 14th has already sold out. So that's good news.
Yes.
So tell me about the outreach stuff that you're doing in town. I mean, I don't want people to just go to the free stuff, but it's interesting what you're doing there.
Okay, our outreach events include the two schools, Thursday, February 12th at the Thurston Middle School from 9 to 9:30 in the morning. Thursday, February 12th at the Laguna Beach Boys and Girls Club from 4 to 4:30. And then Friday, February 13th at the Senior Center from 10 to 10:45.
The Susie Q. So you actually start on Thursday, don't you? Yes, February 12th. There's so much going on here. There's the Taste of the Festival, an opening night celebration. The Valentine's Day thing unfortunately sold out, but still a few tickets left for The Ingenious Gentleman, you say. And all of that, really, I really would strongly suggest people go to the website, lagunabeachmusicfestival.com. So you guys, you can now relax now, is that right? You can just kick back?
No,
we're... a few more seats to sell, and we have room at several events.
And is that your job? You're going around sort of just plugging the thing on various media.
Exactly. And I think we've noticed the community's engagement in the past editions of the festival. And we have the Taste of the Festival on Thursday at 5:30 at Laguna Art Museum for that reason, to invite the community to come in, join in, and meet the artists face-to-face, have hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and then get a 45-minute experience of a sampling of all the pieces that will be performed throughout the week and weekend. So that's what the Taste of the Festival event is on Thursday at 5:30 at Laguna Art Museum. And when the first concert starts and the festival is in full gear on Friday night at Laguna Playhouse, post that concert we'll have a private event where people can still buy tickets too, and they'll get to cheer and have drinks and pick the composer's brain about the new piece that is commissioned for the festival. All in all, there'll be a lot of great events happening this week.
It sounds like Thursday night is the place to start. I mean, first of all, there's food.
Friday night, there's great food too. There's a dinner. And also, people who come can go up on the stage after the concert and meet the artist.
I mean, that's actually on the stage. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. But again, I think Thursday, hors d'oeuvres, hang out with the musicians, get a taste of a sampling of the music that's going to be played throughout the weekend, and it's guitars. You can't go wrong with guitars. If you'd done like, if you'd invited like the Los Angeles Tuba Chamber Orchestra, I don't know, man. I mean, tubas, it's a niche market, but guitars, everybody loves guitars.
Very versatile, and the programs reflect the versatility of the group, both the guitar quartet and the percussion quartet, who were just nominated for a Grammy for this recent edition of Grammys. So they're top artists and emerging artists. We've gathered the best of the best. They're all coming down from LA to present the jewel of their works.
Fantastic. Well, it's going to be wonderful.
We have opportunity prizes, which include a trip to LA with two nights for actually one night for four people and a lunch at one of the Patina restaurants for four people.
Is that a raffle?
Yeah.
How are people going to win
that?
That's a raffle.
It's an opportunity prize. You can go on the website to get it.
I see.
Yeah, and then also, speaking of guitars, there are two guitars that are on the website. One of them is a Cordoba guitar, which I understand is one of the best.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah,
Spanish
beautiful
guitar,
instrument.
Yeah.
And then the grand prize is a magical trip to Montana for the music festival in Montana next summer, and then a priceless day at Yellowstone.
Very nice, at the National Park.
Yeah, but it's actually at the private club.
Goodness
and
me.
One of our members will spend the day and take you all around the club, and you can go fishing,
very
kayaking,
fancy,
whatever.
Lovely. Well, listen, thanks for coming in.
Thank
I hope
you.
You've got the information across that you wanted to get across. LagunaBeachMusicFestival.com.
Exactly.
I mean, it's all a bit confusing, but the website is very clear and everything's very laid out for you. So There's so much to talk about. But as I say, much more in-depth interview on KX at One Laguna at noon. So nice to see you, Anita. Thank you for coming in, Sean.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, it's KX 93.5.